Welcome to season two of 2 Feet in the Podcast. This season, we are highlighting inspiring women focused on powering other women. 2 Feet in the Podcast will explore ideas and inspire you to produce action. This is your place to break down ideas, get a strong dose of motivation, and learn to live 2 feet in. Today is the day to get up and get moving on your dreams with me. I am the coach, Heather Macy, and I'm ready to coach you. Lock in, let's go. It's time for your 2 feet in experience.
The 2 feet in podcast is brought to you by these sponsors.
Looking to take your student athlete to the next level? Look no further. My Sports Folio leaves no student athlete behind. Get your player in the mix. Call 864-434-1186. Call 864-434-1186.
Joining 2 feet in the podcast today is Jen Brooks, an inspiring woman focused on powering other women. Athletic director at Ursuline Academy, coached high school and college sports. We coach sports, coaches council. She has passion for creating community for females in the sport industry. She is the founder of the global community in women's high school sports. What's up, Jen?
Hi, Coach.
How you doing?
Thanks so much for having me today. I'm doing well, thanks.
Listen, so glad that you're here. Tell us what is happening in your world.
Oh, my world is spinning very fast in a wonderful way these days. I am, you know, like you said, I'm the athletic director at Ursuline. I've been at Ursuline for 25 years. And recently, like you said, I founded the Global Community of Women in High School Sports. So I have found importance and the value of empowering other women, the women that go to school here every day, as well as the women that work as coaches and athletic directors, and those that aspire to be coaches and athletic directors. So I'm spending all my time and talent at Ursuline and working on empowering women.
So as you were founding the global community of women's in high school sports, tell us that journey. So you got that thing up and running and going, and then all of a sudden this thing that we now know as COVID, or what about a pandemic, occurred. Walk us through that.
Yeah. You know, so I have been an athletic director for 25 years, and it took me so long, too long, sadly, to find my voice, to find the courage to be comfortable when I walked into a room and I was the only woman in the room. It got to a tipping point, and there wasn't one exact moment, but just got to a point where I said, you know what? I'm tired of being ignored when I walk into a room. I'm tired of being talked over. I'm tired of this. Something's got to change. So I went to a couple of the organizations that house a couple of the national organizations that house high school sports. And I asked them, could you please create a space in your group for female athletic directors? I was looking for a place. I wanted to find other females. I wanted to connect with other females for a network, a support system. And they said no. These organizations said no. And they said no because I was asking men, and men didn't know what my experience was. They had no idea what that's like to be the only woman in the room, and they said no. So I said, okay, fine, I'll create my own space. And so I did. And thus was born the Global Community of Women in High School Sports. But it sat there, and it sat there because I'm a full-time AD, you know, so I give all my love, all my blood, all my hours to Ursuline Academy, and I had to fit in Global somehow afterwards, and that was hard to do. Also didn't have any money, didn't have any sponsorship. I'm education minded. I'm not business minded. So trying to figure out how and where do I do and what do I do with Global Community? Well, you know, the network, people started hearing a little bit about Global Community. The network started to extend a little bit. And then in December of 2019, we had the National ADs Conference in Baltimore, and things fell into place. We had connections through Huddle. We coach, and I'm so grateful for that. And I sponsored a happy hour, and we coach and Huddle sponsored this great breakthrough summit that all the female ADs attended. And I happened to bring along my daughter, who had just recently graduated from college, who was an athlete herself and who was on my coaching staff. And she was with me, and she walked around the whole convention center all week long with a piece of paper. And to any woman she saw, she said, hey, join the global community, write down your name and your email address. So we walked away from that convention in December of 2019 with a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of energy, and all these emails. Okay. So we're like, okay, this is good. Now, what do we do with this? And so we were kind of, you know, kind of getting together in January, kind of trying to figure things out. You know, where do we go? How do we operate? And then, like you said, COVID hit. And you heard me say it a second ago, this is good. And that's my motto. This is good. And I try to find the good in everything. So if I'm finding the good in COVID, COVID helped the global community just expand immensely. So when the global, when COVID started, the global community started to Zoom monthly. So us education-minded people weren't aware of what this thing Zoom was, and it helped us find Zoom, and it helped us actually very much connect globally, nationally, often, as opposed to once a year at the national conference. So we were hosting these calls every week where we were supporting each other, giving each other ideas on how to deal with, you know, virtual practices and virtual war nights and all these things. The beauty of this all was that we invited men to be a part of it too. You know, if we work together, we need male allies. This is not, you know, a woe is me. This is not girls against guys. This is everybody working together. And so the global community has grown by leaps and bounds. And I'm so excited about where it's at today and what we're doing.
Well, congratulations, and having the courage to be able to step forward and to do that is a huge deal. And I think that's a lesson for a lot of young people to learn. And when you're passionate about it, so how did you get into coaching and specifically sport administration?
Sure. So, you know, I grew up and my dad was a coach. My dad was an umpire. He was a coach, and my dad was my high school athletic director. And with all that being said, I don't think I really thought so much about being an athletic director as a job or really being a coach, sort of. I'll say that evolved in the sense that when I was going into college, I knew I wanted to make the job I wanted to do. I wanted to make a positive difference in a young person's life. And I had a teacher, specifically Dennis Winchell, who had an amazing impact on me. He was a coach, but he wasn't my coach. And he was a great teacher. So I knew I wanted to be a Dennis Winchell for other people. And so that kind of led me to education. So, you know, that opened that door. Well, I'm playing college. I played three sports in high school and I played three sports in college. And I happened to hurt my knee the end of my soccer season, my second year in college. And so I asked the athletic director at the time, who was also my basketball coach. I said, listen, since I can't play basketball, I need to get a job. Can you help me find a job? He said, sure. The school down the street needs a gym supervisor. Go down the street. They hire me. I'm the gym supervisor. I'm there the first night. I'm in my, you know, full leg brace, all my crutches, and I can hear the AD, and it's an all-girls school. It's a female AD. In the next room say, I need a freshman basketball coach like now. So I hop over. Mind you, I'm like 18 or 19 at the time, and I say, I'll do it. And he says, you're hired. And thus that became my journey into the world of high school sports. And I've never looked back, and I love every minute of it.
Okay. So that took courage for a 19 year old. When was that instilled? Was that something that your dad instilled in you, or where did you get the courage?
You know, I think my dad's always been a courageous man, and I followed him around. Like I was his, you know, I just followed him around everywhere I went to. I was on his sidelines when he was a football coach. So I saw that courage. I was also on the oldest of seven. So, you know, if I wanted something, I had to fight for it. You know, if you didn't eat fast at the table, you were going to miss out. So I think I just have always been like, there's an opportunity. I'm going to seize it. There's a problem. I'm going to fix it, you know? And so that's kind of how I'm built and how I work.
Okay, Jen, it is time to jump on the 2 feet in hot seat. Are you ready?
Oh, Lord, I'm ready.
Okay, so here you are at your most favorite hotel. You jump into the elevator and you hit 34th floor. And here steps into the elevator the person. And this person needs you that day. And maybe you changed the entire trajectory of their life. In less than the ride to the 34th floor, what do you tell them?
Oh, goodness. You know, I tell them, listen, I'm often one of the few or the only woman in a room or a meeting because I work in the world of high school athletics. I realized that I had a choice to let this intimidate me or use it to my advantage. And I recognized that there could be power in this situation. And I chose to have power in being the only woman in the room. So when you see yourself experiencing your just share of discrimination or your lack of worthiness, stand up, find your voice, be courageous, and make a difference.
Ding, that's perfect. As the elevator opens, she's ready to go attack the world. And would you mind sharing with our listeners, what is your greatest faith over fear moment?
You know, so for me, I would say it's not one particular moment. It's a culmination of all of the moments, okay? So it's a culmination of 25 years of being in high school athletics and not letting the fact that usually I'm the only woman in the room keep me away. It's a culmination of I'm not letting that fact that I'm the only woman in the room allow me to not enter that room.
Jen, how do we create it to where we aren't the only woman in the rooms that we enter?
So we have to empower other women. And, you know, sadly, I don't think as women, we do a great job of that. So we've got to be better on that. We've got to work with each other. We've got to help each other out. And I, you know, and that's what the global community is for. And I built up Jen Brooks LLC for that as well. You know, I'm willing to, I mentor all the new athletic directors in the state of Missouri. You know, I mentor all these new ADs because I think it's important for them to see a woman in power. I want to be there for anyone and everyone and make their journey as an athletic director so much easier than it was for me. You know, I recognize that I'm not going to sit in this chair forever. And I want a female to sit in this chair after me. And I want to help that female who's going to sit in this chair, or I want to help the female that's sitting shoulder to shoulder with me. And I also want to help the men. I want the men to recognize and know and see and hear what it's like to be the only woman in the room. I don't think they purposely do things, but they are doing things that hurt us. And if we can create awareness around that, they'll stop it and they'll help us.
So that's really the purpose of season two of this podcast, is interviewing women who are centered on helping other women, because too many times we aren't giving them the promotion or investing the time to help them learn how to do their job. I'm a big believer in, as female leaders, our competency has to be 2, 3, 4, 5 times better than anyone else's, because we have to validate what we're doing. So especially as a coach, I have number one thing is like, is my competency exactly where it needs to be? And now, you know, I'm into athletic administration at the college level, and it's the same. And, you know, it means the world to have more people mentor us. Cause I also have this belief, as female leaders, we think we have to get another certification to be qualified, when actuality, it's a lot of on the job training.
It's definitely on the job training. You know, I mean, what I went to college for never taught me how to be a high school athletic director, you know? And so because it's on the job training, it's so important for me to be talking to the young women that go to my school and saying, hey, if you ever want to be an athletic director, or if you ever want to be a coach, or if you ever think you're going to enter a field that you'll be a minority, you'll be the only woman in the room, I'm happy to sit down and chat with you and arm you with some skills so that you can succeed. You know, to my coaches, you know, hey, if you ever want to be an athletic director, let me know. You can intern with me. I'm willing to, you know, show you the ropes, that sort of thing. You know, we have to be willing to trade, to share our trade secrets, you know, if we want other women to be successful.
Well, and I think it's, even to get a little bit more specific with that, as a young coach, do you want to fit in?
Right.
Well, how do you fit in? Do you act like one of the guys? Well, we know that. No, absolutely not. So we've got to be authentic in who we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
And in our space. So that's even, you know, things that I think young coaches, especially young administrators, you know, where's your niche? Where is your role relative to, you want to fit in, you want to stand out. Do you have advice for young coaches? And I would love for you to talk coaches as well as administrators, and the opportunities to volunteer to get that on the job training.
Sure. So remind me to talk about that volunteer thing, because I want to talk about, you know, it is so important to be your authentic self. You know, for years I struggled with that, you know, because as a female, the male in a male dominated industry like sports, a female is looked at as either too masculine or too feminine all in the same breath. We can't win. I mean, come on. You know, I like to use the analogy of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire, the great dancing duo. Ginger Rogers did everything Fred Astaire did, but backwards and in heels. And that's what I feel like my job as an athletic director, and the same could be said for a coach. I'm doing the same job as my male counterparts. I sit shoulder to shoulder with my male counterparts, but I'm doing it backwards and in heels because of all these preconceived notions about who they think I am. So I've got to break out of my introverted bubble and allow them to get to know me. And so Jen runs the extrovert introvert line real hard. I can be an extrovert, I can be an introvert. So it's really important for me to put myself out there, and it takes courage, but to get to know my other male counterparts, you know, whether it's sitting down with a beer with them after a meeting, whether it's playing around a golf with them, whether it's volunteering to be on a committee. I've got to provide opportunities for them to get to know who Jen Brooks is. That's important. You know, I've always talked about, you know, do I walk into a room and say, hey guys, what's up? Or do I walk in the room and go, hi guys? Or do I walk in the room and say, hi, I'm Jen? It's the latter. It's be authentic. It's hi, I'm Jen. And so I really preach authenticity, you know, and then the whole volunteer thing, you know, I have actually had numerous conversations in the last, I'd say, 3 days with young women about their desire to be a part of an athletic program, whether it be a coach or an athletic director, and they come with not a lot of experience. And so I tell them and I encourage them and I offer them positions. So if anybody's listening and want to come and volunteer at Ursuline Academy, call me. I'll hook you up and I'll mentor you. But to volunteer to be a part of our program, we hired a new teacher yesterday who's going to teach for us next year, just straight out of college. She was a 3-sport athlete in high school. She wants to get into coaching and has no coaching experience, loves basketball. I said, excellent. I said, come, I don't have a paid position available, but come be a part of my basketball program, my coaching staff. I will mentor you. And within a couple years, we'll be able to have a paid position for you. You will be able to put this on your resume that you were a varsity assistant basketball coach at a high school level. So volunteering equals mentoring. And I'm all about all of that and opportunities. I mean, we have to provide opportunities. That's what I focus on.
Okay, it's time to tell a couple of stories. Old self versus new self. Go younger version versus current day. 25 years in the industry. Tell us your best old self versus new self story.
You know, for me, I think if I, you know, I wish I could have told my younger self, you know, you're not going to please everyone. So stop worrying about making a parent mad or upsetting a coach or a kid. You're not going to make everybody happy. As long as every decision you are doing is based on the best interest of the young people that you are working with, then that's all you've got to worry about. And the other thing I would tell myself is don't wait so dang long to find your courage and find your voice. Start speaking up now.
I love that. Okay, what lesson did you learn the hard way, Jen, that you would love our listeners to learn from?
You know, the hard thing was going into those rooms day after day and being the only woman and allowing myself to be invisible. And it got to the point where I said, no, I'm not doing that anymore. That was a hard lesson. That took years for me to have the courage. But now I walk into those rooms, I say hi to everybody, and I take my rightful seat at the table.
Okay, I want to dive into something that you mentioned earlier. And you said introverted Jen relative to extroverted
yep.
Jen. I think a lot, myself included, I know I gain my energy with my quiet time.
Yes.
However, if you came to one of our games and watched me coach, you would say definitely an extrovert. Tell us about that, and how long within your career did it take you to learn introverted, extroverted, and figuring out a balancing act to gain energy?
Yeah, you know, it was probably about 10 years ago when I realized that, you know, because people would say, oh, you're an extrovert, you're a leader, you're this, you're, you know, you're that. And I would but there was that part of me that was like, but no, I actually kind of like to be alone sometimes, and I like to quiet, and I don't need to go out all the time. So how do you define that? And again, like, why do we have to define things? Why do we have to label things? Can't I just be Jen? And so Jen is someone who definitely thrives and loves an audience. But to do that and be good at that, Jen needs her quiet time. And so, you know, the power in saying no to invitations is important. The power to saying yes to an invitation and doing it on your terms. So yes to going to have a drink at the bar with the guys after a meeting, but know that I'm only going to stay for a couple of drinks because I need to go back to my hotel room and have some quiet Jen time. And there's power in all of that.
That's awesome. Okay. It is time for the 2 feet in style quick questions. Lock in and let's go. All right, Jen, give us your best quotable. Oh,
this is good.
Where you learned that this is good mantra?
So this comes from my friend Molly Grisham. She does some great leadership stuff. And Molly, I went to one of her leadership seminars, and she's a great friend of mine now. And one of the first things she told me was a story of this is good. And I can tell you the story or you can look it up, but this is good. Basically tells you to find the good in everything, you know? So when you think about sports and you think about high school sports, there's a lot of hard moments. There's a lot of sad moments. There's a lot of, you know, struggling moments. And in those moments, it's important to find the good. Because if we sit there and sink in the sad, sink in the hard, sink in the disappointment, you're never going to go anywhere. So I look at everything and I find the good in everything. Just like I found the good in COVID with Global Community. It brought us together.
All right. Give us your best book recommendation of the day.
Oh, okay. So here's the thing. I am an avid reader. I eat up books, mostly in the summertime when life is a little less hectic. But I like to mostly read just like fiction books that are just silly, old, not related to my work because I'm tired. I don't want to think about work. So I'd say I like to read a lot of nonfiction stuff, but I will tell you that my athletic department focuses very much on John Gordon's book, The Hard Hat.
Can never go wrong with a John Gordon book, especially when you're working to build teams. Okay, a podcast or video that could expand our listeners'
thinking. So I'd say my podcast, Time Out with Jen Brooks, and I'd also say the Global Community of Women High School Sports. We have a website. Check it out. It's going to expand and empower anyone interested in sports.
Give us the key to habit stacking and creating a routine that really works.
Do what you love. Do what you love. If you don't love it, don't do it because you won't stick with it. Do what you love.
You get one phone call. To whom and why?
Well, I would like to tell you I'd call my husband, but he never hears his phone. It's on silent. He never answers it. So I would call my daughter, Nora. And she's 23, and I would call her because she would allow me to vent and vent without judgment. And her perspective is so in tuned with who I am and what I want to be and what I want to do. So I value her feedback. I value what she says. And, you know, we can laugh, we can cry, and we can kick some butt all in one conversation. So she's my one call.
Jen, that is awesome. Can you leave us with some final thoughts to inspire our listeners?
You know, you have a rightful seat at the table, whoever you are, wherever you are. So demand it. And don't take anything less. You've been invited into that room. You've been invited to that committee. You've been invited to that job for a certain reason. You're there because you bring value. So don't let anybody tell you any different. Take your space. Find your voice. Keep talking, keep doing. And oh, by the way, everybody, go watch a woman's sports game.
Thanks to our guest and friend, Jen Brooks, for being a part of the 2 feet in experience, reminding us to find the courage to be comfortable when you walk in and you're the only woman in the room. You've got to find your voice. Visit the show notes to learn more about Jen and to reach her directly. That's been Jen Brooks on season 2 of 2 feet in the podcast. Thank you for locking in. Now get up and get moving towards your dreams. Remember, I'm 2 feet in with you, always in always. A big thanks to all of our guests for breaking down ideas, giving us a strong dose of motivation, and helping us learn to live 2 feet in. Thank you, Jen.
Thanks, Coach.
The 2 feet in podcast is brought to you by these sponsors. Come give your ride some love at Cedar Pete's Car Wash. You can choose from basic cleaning to full detailing, and don't forget to sign up for club member perks. Cedar Pete's Car Wash, 864-609-4442. We are located at 108 Cedar Lane Road in Greenville, South Carolina. CedarPete'sCarWash.com.